Spruce, pale and sweating, said, "You may be denying yourself eternal life if you do this. It will at least set you far back on your journey, delay the final goal."
"What is that?" Burton replied.
Spruce ignored him. "We can't stand pain," he muttered. "We're too sensitive."
"Are you going to talk?" Targov said.
"Even the idea of self-destruction is painful and to be avoided except when absolutely necessary," Spruce mumbled, "despite the fact that I know I shall live again."
"Put him over the fire," Targov said to the two men who held Spruce. Monat spoke up.
"Just one moment."
"Spruce, the science of my people was much more advanced than that of Earth's, so I am more qualified to make an educated guess. Perhaps we could spare you the pain of the fire and the pain of betraying your purpose if you were merely to affirm what I have to say. That way, you wouldn't be making a positive betrayal."
Spruce said, "I'm listening."
"It's my theory that you are a terrestrial. You belong to an age chronologically far past AD 2008. You must be the descendant of the few who survived my death scanner. Judging by the technology and power required to reconstruct the surface of this planet into one vast river valley, your time must be much later than the 21st century. Just guessing, the 50th century AD?
Spruce looked at the fire, then said, "Add 2,000 more years. If this planet is about the size of the Earth, it can only hold so many people. Where are the others? The stillborn, the children who died before they were five, the imbeciles and idiots, and those who lived after the 20th century?"
"They are elsewhere," Spruce said. He glanced at the fire again, and his lips tightened.
"My own people," Monat said, "had a theory that they would eventually be able to see into their past. I won't go into the details, but it was possible that past events could be visually detected and then recorded. Time travel, of course, was sheer fantasy. But what if your culture was able to do what we only theorized about? What if you recorded every single human being that had ever lived, located this planet and constructed this river valley? Somewhere, maybe under the very surface of this planet, used energy-matter conversion, say from the heat of this planet's molten core and the recordings to recreate the bodies of the dead in the tanks. Used biological techniques to rejuvenate the bodies and to restore limbs, eyes, and so on, and also to correct any physical defects. Then," Monat continued, "you made more recordings of the newly created bodies and stored them in some vast memory tank. Later you destroyed the bodies in the tanks, recreated them again through means of the conductive metal which is also used to charge the grails. These could be buried beneath the ground. The resurrection then occurs without recourse to supernatural means. The big question is why? If you had it in your power to do all this, would you not think it was your ethical duty?" Spruce asked.
"Yes, but I would resurrect only those worth resurrecting."
"And what if others did not accept your criteria?" Spruce said. "Do you really think you are wise enough and good enough to judge? Would you place yourself on a level with God?"
"No. All must be given a second chance, no matter how bestial or selfish or petty or stupid. Then it will be up to them."
He fell silent, as if he had regretted his outburst and meant to say no more.
"Besides," Monat said, "you would want to make a study of humanity as it existed in the past. You would want to record all the languages that man ever spoke, his mores, his philosophies, biographies. To do this, you need agents posing as resurrectees to mingle with the river people and to take notes, to observe, to study. How long will this study take? 1,000 years? 2? 10? 1,000,000? And what about the eventual disposition of us? Are we to stay here forever?"
"You will stay here as long as it takes for you to be rehabilitated," Spruce shouted. "Then..."
He closed his mouth, declared, then opened it to say, "Continued contact with you makes even the toughest of us take on your characteristics. We have to go through a rehabilitation ourselves. Already I feel unclean."